It's the end of off-season workouts before the fall, and the Texans' depth chart is starting to take shape.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is our starter at quarterback.
But there are still a few spots with giant question marks.
And he's got a lot of catching up to do. So we're looking forward to watching all of those types of competitions throughout the next 2 days and definitely into training camp.
One of the Texans' biggest offensive weapons stops by for a visit.
Chucks it long for Garrett Graham, who makes the catch, and he's got a touchdown.
And we celebrate Father's Day Texans style. All that and more starts right now on Texans Huddle. NRG Park OTAs are in the books, as is minicamp, as we wrap things up here on the practice field. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Mark, as we wrap everything up, a lot of news and notes, but boy, the big one that came out of this week was we have ourselves a starting quarterback.
That's right, Patty. Bill O'Brien, after the first minicamp practice, revealed who the starter would be.
When I came into the 8 a.m. team meeting this morning, I told the team that Ryan Fitzpatrick is our starter at quarterback. He's a guy that's earned the job, and the other three guys are working hard and battling it out for number two. They've all four of them have put in a lot of good work. But at the end of the day, Ryan Fitzpatrick's our starter. He's had a good offseason.
Personally, for me, this is kind of where I wanted to be. You know, I wanted another shot at it. I wanted another chance to, you know, be the guy, you know, and this is such, it's about so much more than me in terms of all the different things we're trying to do, all the great players that we have on our side of the ball that, you know, make my job a lot easier in terms of, you know, getting us in the right player protection and watching our playmakers make plays. I think that's kind of the main part about this system is really, you know, letting our playmakers make plays, and I've kind of got the easy job if I can get in the right play.
He definitely earned it. He earned it with his preparation. He earned it with his accuracy. He earned it with his command at the line of scrimmage, you know, to this point where we are. You know, he's got to obviously, like everybody on our team, and I think that's important relative to last week, you know, just when I talked about Derek Newton. You know, everybody on our team every single day has to go out there and earn it. Earn their spot on the team, earn their starting spot, earn their spot on special teams. So quarterback's no different. We have confidence in his ability to lead our football team. He's done a really good job in the offseason of picking up our system, and he's executed it well on the field.
So Ryan Fitzpatrick is the guy heading into the 2014 season. Your thoughts?
Well, Patty, you heard him say he's looking forward to being the guy because his last stop at Tennessee, he was the backup to Jake Locker, but he was forced into action because of a Locker injury. The last time he was the man was Buffalo, where he got the big contract midway through the season and ultimately did not play well enough to hang on to that starting job. We'll see how it goes here. He's a smart guy. He's embracing the system. Everybody likes the job he's doing right now, but there are a lot of other developments at the quarterback position as well.
Well, absolutely. And just hours after that was announced, T.J. Yates was let go.
Well, that's what we were led to believe, Patty. But actually, he was traded to the Atlanta Falcons for linebacker Akeem Dent. We'll have much more on him in next week's show. And as far as T.J. Yates is concerned, you're talking about a guy who quarterbacked maybe the two most celebrated wins in Texans history. The playoff victory over the Bengals the first time, and the winning drive against Cincinnati in the regular season in 11 when the Texans won the division for the first time. Yates will always have a special spot in Texans history. He lost that battle he was having with Case Keenum for, you'd presume, the backup job. You never know how that's going to shake out. So Keenum is your guy who hangs on for now, and Yates let go, unfortunately. Let's hope things work out for him.
Of course, there is another quarterback in the mix of the three-headed monster that was once a four-headed monster, and that is Tom Savage, and he's turning some heads and impressing some people out here.
Yeah, he is, Patty. Fourth-round draft choice, and you felt like he was a lock to make the team because he is a draft choice, and he's got that great arm strength. I'm curious to see how they handle him in training camp, the reps between he and Keenum. Keenum, obviously, with the experience, but do you want to give Savage the number two rep so he gets acclimated more to perhaps being the guy who's next up if Fitzpatrick falters or gets hurt or whatever. We'll see how it all shakes out. It is interesting drama.
I think for a rookie quarterback, it's very difficult, you know, just bottom line. And, you know, we're not holding much back from him either. And I'm going to coach him hard, and Coach O'Brien's going to coach him hard, and the rest of the coaches are too. And the thing I like about Tom is that he just looks you back in the eye, and he wants to get more reps, and he wants to learn. I mean, he's a hungry young man. He wants to come in on the weekends to learn too, and I think that's the most important ingredient for a young quarterback.
Right now, learning this offense, you got to know everything out there, and when they come and ask you a question about something, you got to know it. And especially for some of us rookies that don't get as many reps, you got to really take it after practice, you know, and you got to rep out these game time situations after practice when no one's there. And I think that's what myself and a lot of the rookies are doing. We're kind of staying after throwing, working on some stuff, just so when we get our opportunity, we can make it count.
All right, Mark, let's switch directions a little bit and talk about a few of the guys that aren't here or weren't here or couldn't participate. And let's start with Jadeveon Clowney.
Clowney has an injury, Patty, and he had surgery on his groin. Bill O'Brien explained what the deal was.
J.D. Clowney was suffering from a little bit of issue with his groin, so we sent him to Philadelphia to have it checked out by a specialist there, and we decided the best thing for J.D. and the best thing for our team and the best thing for the organization was to have sports hernia surgery. So he had that yesterday. He'll be back this afternoon, and he'll be ready to go for training camp. So
I was locked out during my rookie year, so I never went through this. So I went straight into training camp, so I guess kind of in a way, he's already had more reps than our rookie class had, so he's a step ahead in that manner than where we were. But I know it is difficult to come into an NFL situation, to learn a new playbook, to learn everything new. But the rookies have handled it well. They're working very hard, getting in their playbooks, and making sure that they're doing everything they can to get ready for the season.
Watts said it all, Patty. You know, sometimes these offseason practices don't really matter with rookies. Watt himself, as he said, was locked out his rookie year. Brian Cushing missed virtually all the preseason in 2009, was still the defensive rookie of the year. With the groin problems, medical people will tell you, you worry about coming back and aggravating other things as you try to get up to speed. Let's hope it all works out for Clowney as training camp begins in late July.
Well, Bill O'Brien also said he's not too concerned about Andre Johnson getting behind because he's not out here as well, but a lot of concerns in the big picture about Andre Johnson right now.
Well, you want to see him here, you know, and missing minicamp is no big deal. Training camp, it starts to become a bigger deal. Think about this. When training camp starts, you have 6 weeks to get ready for the opening game of the regular season. That's plenty of time for Andre Johnson to get up to speed in this offense with his new quarterbacks and so on. But you wonder, is he going to be there or not? He hasn't said he would not show for training camp, so we're all watching and waiting.
And in the meantime, Mark, the players, the coaches are really just more concerned with who is here and buying into Coach O'Brien's system.
When you have a new staff and you have a whole new situation, the only way you're going to have success is if everybody buys in. It's dead before it starts if you have guys who don't buy in, if you have guys who are on the fence. But I think that's one thing that the leaders of this team have done very well, is bought in and set the path for the younger guys to follow. If everybody buys in and everybody's passionate about what we're doing and everybody focuses on the things that we're working on, that's how you have success.
And finally, Mark, as we talk about guys who are here and have not been here, this guy fits into both categories. Second round pick Xavier Suafilo missed the OTAs, but is now here at minicamp.
Well, because his class graduates late, that's an NFL rule. You cannot get to NFL practice until your class is done. They finally finished up at UCLA. Suafilo is going to help this football team.
It's different. Now I get to meet the whole team, play with the guys, and see how the vets operate. And you know, I'm really just trying to learn from each of them and learn the offense the best I can.
What did you find out about how, what kind of shape you're in after you got there?
You know, it wasn't too bad. You know, it's just different tempo, especially with the ones, the veterans. And, you know, I was trying to, while I was gone, work out and stay on top of my work. And so, you know, I still got a lot of work to do.
All right, we've taken our first time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, Mark is with Willie McGinnis, and I will be with Garrett Graham. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. You know, so often we talk about the tight end position here with the Houston Texans, and not unlike any other year, a very important position group for this team.
Well, Patty, Bill O'Brien loves to use the tight ends, and if you want to go Patriots comparison, think of what they did with Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez when he was playing for them. I'm not saying it's exactly the same way here, but you have Graham, you have Ryan Griffin, you have Fedorowicz, who they just drafted, and also Zach Potter, who they signed to the offseason, and I know you had a chance to catch up with Garrett Graham.
And Keenum stays in bounds along the sideline, and he chucks it long for Garrett Graham, who makes the catch, and he's got a touchdown. Oh my! And he fires underneath. He's got his man, Graham, and he breaks a tackle at the 45 of Seattle. He's down at the 40. First down, Houston.
Another OTA is kind of in the books. What was sort of the difference this year for you as opposed to last year?
Just all the new terminology, trying to pick everything up, you know, trying to get the timing down with quarterbacks, and just really trying to get to know the whole scheme.
You know, with this new coaching staff, well, first of all, just your impressions of the coaching staff, and obviously besides the terminology and some of those differences, what do you see, what do you like, and what do you expect from them?
Been very impressed with them, with how things are going. You know, they get us in good positions and are able to, you know, move us around. You know, I expect we'll be very prepared, you know, week to week, and I think it'll be really good for us, and it'll be an advantage for us to have this coaching staff.
You know, from what we hear and from what we've seen so far, specifically for your position group, really kind of a creative staff, utilizing you guys in a lot of different ways. Is that something that you get kind of excited about looking forward to this season?
Yeah, definitely. It's it was a little overwhelming at first, you know, trying to you know, memorize all these formations or you know, personnels or whatever, but it'll be good for us to move around, to be put in different spots where we're able to make plays.
How tight are you guys as a unit? No pun intended.
We're a close-knit group. You know, Ryan's been doing a great job. Really came into his own at the end of last year, and has grown from there. He's been making a lot of plays. You know, CJ's kind of doing really good himself. You know, big strong guy who can move people when he's running routes, and can definitely be able to hold up at the line of scrimmage, I would assume. You know, we'll see once camp starts around, but he's been doing good. And then you know, you got the rest of the guys like Zach and Brad and they've been doing good too. So, you know, we joke around, and we're coming closer together, especially with Coach Perry. He's been a good addition, I think, and it's been fun so far.
A little bit different with Owen gone, a little different dynamic, maybe in just kind of leadership?
Yeah, a little bit, because I'm one of the older guys, you know, not only in the tight end room, but on the team now. So that's a little weird, but I guess I'll get used to that.
Do you take that upon yourself when you have these new guys like CJ coming in to really kind of try to guide these guys and take them under your wing?
Yeah, you try to. I'm the kind of guy who tries to do it more by example than, you know, more of a hoorah kind of guy. So, yeah, I've been trying to do that, trying to talk to them, talk to the other guys about, you know, stuff we got going in for the day or what we need to kind of get better at or what we need to work on.
What do you take away from or learn positively moving forward, coming away from 2-14?
Just gotta kind of forget that what happened, have a short memory, and just go into this year and you know, you can't take any games for granted. You know, we certainly didn't feel like we were a 2-14 team, but you know, this year it's all about, you know, doing your job, knowing your role, and you know, if you do that, you'll have plenty of wins.
All right, we have to take another time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, Mark visits with Willie McGinnis. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. You know, out here at OTAs and at training camps, there's often visitors, and there was a very special visitor, Willie McGinnis, former New England Patriot, now with the NFL Network, spending some time out here with the team. Of course, he has had time and played under Romeo Crennel, and our Mark Vandermeer had a chance to catch up with him.
Well, it's great to have you here. Tell us about why you're here. What brought you here? Is it covering news for the NFL Network, or is it also to sort of lend a hand with Romeo Crennel and share your wisdom?
Well, it's partly. You know, I'm here for work, but also Billy O allowed me to come in and be a part of, a little bit of part of what's going on, to work with Mike Vrabel and Romeo Crennel, and just be a fly on the wall, talk to some of the younger players, watch practice. And, you know, and it's the same system, you know, I ran for 15 years, and it seems like nothing's changed. So just another resource, you know, when you're trying to win and do everything to get the edge, like, you know, Bill O'Brien is doing here, it's nothing wrong with bringing in guys who are really successful, or bringing in coaches who are really successful at running the system that they're going to run and playing it at a high level. So also, I wanted to further my knowledge because the game has changed a little bit. Mm. You know, it's not the same as when I played. So some of the schemes, how teams are game planning, you have to draft different because offenses are running different, you know, formations and everything. So the defenses are changing a little bit. So just to give me a little more insight as well and keep my knowledge of the game and see how, you know, Romeo is changing and how he's dealing with the players that he has in his system, and seeing how Mike Vrabel, a new coach in the NFL, congratulations to him, is working with some of the guys and transferring all that information he learned as a player to the new guys.
Well, let's discuss some of the mixing and matching that Romeo Crennel and Mike Vrabel and the entire staff can do on the defensive side of the ball. You have Clowney and Watt. You have a lot of weapons to work with. Cushing. Yeah. I know once upon a time you said Cushing might look good as an outside linebacker as well.
Yeah, he could do a lot. In any Romeo Crennel's defense, you're going to be interchangeable. And that's the one advantage we had as a linebacker crew in New England. We had everybody doing a lot of different things. Everybody knew everybody's job. And it's a process. You know, you put in your base and you build from there. And when you got really, really talented athletes like you guys have here with the Texans, then you're able to do some of those things. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch, to see guys move around and do a lot of different things. But it's going to be really effective as well, because you got some really good guys on this defense that can do a lot of different things. And Romeo Crennel is going to dial it up for them.
What were some of the things that you could share with us that you were sharing with the players, that you were telling the players, wisdom or actual X's and O's stuff?
Yeah, just technique. I mean, you know, they're still learning. They're in OTAs. They're still trying to learn a new system. So hand placement, technique, where to fit on certain formations. And, you know, I was just basically being the fly on the wall, and I give a little input. I didn't want to get in the way, you know, because I am a guest. But, you know, when I had an opportunity to talk to a guy one-on-one, Romeo Crennel and Vrabel, and of course, you know, Bill O'Brien allowed me to do that. So I'm just here as a resource, and I'm just helping out. And like I said, I'm learning as well. And any time that I can help a player, whether it's his technique and doing something on the field, you know, just because I know this defense inside out, I just wanted to make myself available for that.
Now, we hear a lot of talk about Bill O'Brien and the comparisons to Bill Belichick because he did work for him in the National Football League. But being on the practice field today with O'Brien, how do you think he's different or similar to Bill Belichick?
Well, Bill O'Brien has his own coaching style, and he has his own identity. But you would be crazy not to take from other coaches, successful coaches, things you've learned. As a player, I did it all the time. I watched all different types of players, and you take little things here and there and you apply it to what you're trying to do and implement it. It's not like you're trying to be like that person, but there's nothing wrong with taking, you know, information or, you know, certain things from somebody who's been really, really successful. So, you know, Billy has that attitude. He's demanding. He has all the right tools. He's smart. He knows how to communicate, relate to the players. He's changing the culture here. And, you know, of course, when you've coached with some of the best, you take a little from everybody. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
All right, we have to take one final timeout here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll wrap things up with some first down dads. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. And you know, Mark, out here at NRG Park, as we've mentioned so many times, not just football going on.
That's right, Patty. An event called First Down Dads that the Texans have been doing for a lot of years now. Great for the kids, great for the dads, and a very special time of the calendar for the Texans organization.
This event is pretty awesome, man. It just gives us time to come out here and bond with the little ones and run through some drills, see what the players do, and just give them experience.
This is so much fun. So much fun on my birthday.
It's awesome having the Texans players here. The kids just love it. They're kind of speechless right now. They're in awe. But he got to meet the coach, Coach O'Brien, so he really loved that.
I'm a dad, so I understand the importance of taking time away from my busy schedule and giving it back to my son, and that's what this event's all about, you know. So I'll keep coming as long as I'm here, because it's important for the kids, the children, to know that parents, us as role models, we love our kids even though we get busy and tied up with whatever. Jobs, business, meetings, social media, whatever is going on in our lives. We love our kids and we want to make time for them. So, and this is what this event's all about. So.
Our favorite part is hanging out together, running through the drills, meeting some of the players, some of the former players, new players. Cooper thinks he's drinking JJ Watt water over there, so he loves that. But we just love hanging out together on a beautiful Saturday.
A lot of fun out here as always, but that's going to do it for this week's show. But Mark, now that training camp or mini camp is over, kind of a desert, a little dry time here for the Texans.
Important time for the players to get some time off, Patty, the coaches as well, because the grind will begin in late July, but we're going to keep going on this program.
We are going to keep going. We've got some summer stops we're going to make over the course of the next couple weeks. We will keep you informed. Until then, be sure to catch us each and every Thursday right here on Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Huddle. Have a great week, everyone.